Let's open our Bibles to the book that talks about authentic Christianity. Do you know what that is? We've been studying it for many weeks. What book do you think it is? James, right, you got it. The book of James, the first book of the New Testament, chronologically, it's near the end in the order of the books, but it's one of the first written. It was written by the pastor of the first church, the church at Jerusalem. It was written by our Lord Jesus Christ's earthly brother. The oldest of Mary and Joseph's children was, of the joint children they had, was James. Of course, Jesus was virgin born. He was not anything to do with Joseph, but Mary and Joseph, in their family, had four boys and two girls, and James was the oldest, and he, of course, after Christ's resurrection, followed Christ and became the pastor of this church. We're in the fourth chapter, and we're at the end of it, starting in verse 13, where we find the elements of what the effect is of authentic Christianity on your everyday life. And we find, starting in verse 13, that no matter where you are, no matter what happens, no matter what's going on, an authentic Christian can live in confidence. So we're going to look this morning at how to live confidently. Now, the Bible says that the closer we get to the end of the world, people are going to be less and less confident. Luke 21 says that people are afraid in the end. Their hearts are failing them for fear because of things happening in the skies, because of the raging of the seas, because of earthquakes, because of pestilence. And people are going to be very lacking in confidence. But God says, no matter what is going on around us, we who belong to Christ should be living confidently. Confident living. Let me just scan with you what's going to be in our text. Verse 13 says, the purpose of my life is not to gather money. You want to live confidently? Realize you're not here to gather money. Verse 14 says, the brevity of my life is part of God's plan. Life is short. I mean, that's not new to us, but we try and forget about it. We try and ignore it. We try and fill our lives so full. We forget that it's running by and the meter's running out. Verse 15 tells us that the confidence of my life is doing God's will. Do you want to be confident? Do God's will. It says in the Bible, the righteous are as bold as a lion. I mean, a lion just bursts into any situation and it has no fear. God says Christians are to fear not. Finally, the end of this section, we're going to see that the danger of my life is going it alone. If I try and live without God's way and without God's word, I'm in danger because I won't have his confidence. I won't be able to follow his plan. Authentic Christianity can operate in any setting. It just functions anywhere. It thrives in good times or in bad. It just is able to meet whatever it faces. Now, I want to read to you something I found in Christianity Today. It's the stirring record of how authentic Christians made it in those gulags, in the prisons of Stalinist-era Soviet Union life when they persecuted the Christians. And it beautifully illustrates the hope which changes the life of all who come to Christ. You see, authentic Christianity is not church membership, baptism, somebody that had some religious experience they can hardly remember in the past. Authentic Christianity is when Christ genuinely transforms us from the inside out. The outside might not show it for a while, but it starts radiating outward from the inside. It is a new heart, Christ said, okay? Those people that were like that are different, as we should be. A former criminal, his name was Kozlov, was in the gulags. He was a criminal sentenced by the Soviets. He was there justly. And he was converted in prison and later became a church leader in Russia. And this is his testimony that he wrote, and I think it's fascinating. He said, among the general despair, while prisoners like myself were cursing ourselves and cursing the camp and cursing the authorities, he said, our hopelessness made us seek to end our lives. He said, men all around me were opening their veins and bleeding themselves to death, ripping open their stomachs to also die. He said, we were hanging ourselves just to get out of prison by death. But he said, as we looked around, he said, we saw Christians. They often had sentences of life or a minimum of 20 to 25 years. They said they never lived in despair. He said, we could see Christ reflected in their faces. We could see their pure, upright life, their deep faith, and their devotion to God. Their gentleness and their wonderful manliness became a shining example of what real life was for thousands of us in prison. And after that, he says that he himself, instead of ending his life, decided to begin it as he followed the Christ of those incarcerated Christians. Now that testimony is authentic Christianity. That's what Christianity is like, anywhere, anytime. It doesn't break down when things go bad. It doesn't break down when the health breaks down. It doesn't break down when the finances break down. It doesn't break down when there's emotional pressure. It doesn't break down. It just doesn't break down. Why? Because it's not human. It's divine. It's generated by God. It's not pumped up. It's not the self-help programs where we think positively and we pump ourselves up and we get ready to face someone, and then we go back and get ready again and face another. It is the power, as Hebrews 7 says, of an endless life. It's wonderful. Authentic Christianity. Let's